Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
You really deliver that last line with a lot of bass in your voice. Did you amplify that when you mixed that together?
No, I didn't. That was my natural voice.
Welcome back. 2 o'clock on a Friday. Hooray, you've made it this far. Our YouTube poll for today, we took phone calls in the first hour. How do you feel about how frequently faith is discussed on this show? Just right, too much, or not enough? A lot of interesting calls. I hope Williams fries that were ordered on the air?
I don't remember. It was a guy in the drive-thru.
I think it was Williams. A lot of really interesting conversation there. Some people who think too much, some people who wish we would do more, other people who think it's just right. We would like to know where you are on this topic. Let's see here. I want to read a comment from Jackie. She said, I said just enough. I love that you talk about faith. You are living out your faith and people can be changed because of it. Well, that's a pressure. But we don't not talk about our faith because it's a foundational part of who we are. So it's kind of just part of the deal. And of course, we think that, I'll speak for myself. My faith is before everything else. And I have to remind myself of that. So when we talk about politics, it's inseparable to talk about my personal beliefs. I think if I were in an elected position, that I would be cognizant of the fact that everybody I represented wouldn't necessarily have the same religious beliefs. And Charlie Kirk would say this as well. He can make a religious argument for his beliefs, but he can make a secular argument for his political beliefs as well. And I think that both of those are important. So let us know what you think. Leave a comment if you so choose and go vote in the YouTube poll. We'll see how those results shake out at about 2:56. It's Ryan's birthday week, and I already gave him his gift for today. What was it?
It was a chai tea from Scooters.
The whole chai tea was a medium size. It wasn't even small this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm almost done with it.
Only the best for you, Ryan Wiggins.
Thanks. You didn't get me a large, but I still, I guess, I'll take a medium over a small.
Medium had less sugar in it.
A small would have less.
Just right. I asked him at Scooters, I'm like, can you make the chai tea latte, iced chai tea latte, which is what Ryan gets, can you make it with less sugar? And they're like, and then they start saying, we could do this, and we could do, I'm like, he won't like it, just put everything in it.
Yeah, it was a good choice.
It's your birthday. Yesterday, I gave you your second birthday gift, which was a Johnny Donkin excessively masculine cologne poster. Did you show it to your wife?
No, I did not.
Did you hang it in your house?
No, and here's why.
Okay.
I was going straight from here to a soccer practice, basically, and then from a soccer practice to home to maybe eat and then to dance. So I thought...
To dance?
Yeah.
You dance?
I do dance.
What kind of dance?
It's not the kind you think.
It's probably...
It makes me money. It's. I'll say that.
Can you...
There's a bunch of dudes that show up.
Is this cold turkey?
And they scream shake the money maker.
Go away! Why are you here?
You are not who we came for.
Shake the money maker?
They scream that at some people there. At me, they scream, you are not why we are here.
I don't, of all of the inside jokes that we have on the show, I think 95% of the inside jokes. That could be another of your stage names.
Cold Turkey.
You have another one. I can't remember what it is. Ethan's doing something in there with Mark Reardon right now. Cold Turkey is one of them. What's the, there's another one. It'll come to us. But all of our inside jokes on this show are surrounding your life.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, back to real life. I had such a narrow window there to be able to present this big thing.
You want it to be like the center stage part, like, not in passing.
I'm not going to do this tonight. So we're gonna do it this weekend. Although tonight, I'm literally going straight from here to school again to go to Andrea's for birthday. But
take it with you.
Oh, man. Maybe.
Take it with you and you take a picture of it next to the Andrea sign, I'll post it on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page.
Ooh, that's tempting.
You can do it for Andrea's.
Well, it'll be in my car, so I don't know why I wouldn't. But I'll take it home this weekend.
Is Ethan in the studio with Mark Reardon over there right now?
No.
Ethan, if you can hear us, come inside the studio. I want to talk to you.
He's talking to Fred Bottomer about the Mark Reardon show.
Ethan, come talk to me about the Annie Fry Show. Just real quick, and then Fred can have you back. So, do you know what you're going to do with the Johnny Donkin excessively masculine cologne poster yet?
Yes. Yes, I do. I am going... So, on our mantle, there are a bunch of very nice paintings and things that Katie has cultivated over the years.
Okay, I already can see how this is going to turn into an issue.
This is going right there. And it's so gaudy that
what?
There's... The Johnny Donkin's poster. There's no way anybody's going to walk in that room and not see it immediately. So I might just sit there and record reactions as people walk in. But that'll happen at some point this weekend. I don't know exactly when.
So you're going to show it? So you didn't even show it to her?
Nobody's seen it. No, unless she saw the picture you had on Facebook or something, then no, she hasn't seen it. Nobody has. No, in fact, a couple people have asked me about it from listening to the show, but they haven't seen it because they were just listening.
Okay. Well, we're going to do something a little unusual here. We're going to break super early. We are going to do an Ask Me Anything, but I have good news. There's one more gift.
Yay.
But gifts. I don't want to give it to you without Ethan in here.
Okay. Well,
so I need you to take it up with the Mark Reardon show.
Okay. I'll go get him.
And have the custody dispute with the Mark Reardon show and just say, we need Ethan for just a little bit.
Okay.
Or he can keep working on their show and you just don't get your gift.
The first one's going to happen.
If you want to check out the poster that I made for him for his cologne, his Johnny Donkin excessively masculine cologne. There's probably a Johnny Donkin out there somewhere right now. I should have looked that up. Make sure you jump on. Ask us anything in the comments. We'll get to that next as well. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Well, you know, Ethan's in charge of the show, and he makes the rules and he makes the decisions. Uh-huh. And I have a present over here for the final installment in Ryan's birthday week, and I just thought it should really be up to you as to whether or not to give it to him.
Look, you only turn 35 once.
Yeah, you did 30 years ago.
So I think we should celebrate that.
Here's my thought.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Let's make a little bit of a deal here.
Ooh, deal.
Okay.
I want a new replacement Wiggins America intro that isn't based around...
Oh, I don't. I am in charge.
Isn't based around the word disappointed.
No, it's so funny. It makes me laugh every time.
Ooh, okay. So
disappointing! Disappointing!
You're supposed to be on my side here, Annie.
I'm on your side other times.
Then advocate for me. What can I use for leverage here? If you don't like that one.
Make him pay you $20.
No, thanks.
It's boring, but I like
I'll
it.
Pass.
At the end of the day, isn't money just what we want?
No.
It's all based around
I
money.
I want stuff.
Should I give it to him? I think you'll like it, Ethan. I think you're going to like the gift.
All right. Well, I guess I'll have to settle for my own entertainment value.
All right. Yay. That's the perfect gift.
Tiny,
not very satisfied
tiny
with that.
And shiny, just like you like it.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it high and tight.
Ryan loves tiny and shiny.
I don't know what that means.
You know, when you're either on the stage and they're like, we're not here for you.
Explain the shiny part of that.
I can't. I don't go to your shows. It's just what they say about
it. What is
you.
It, Ryan? Ryan, what are you opening?
Ooh, it's
explain
a mustard
to the
colored
people.
Shirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's unrolling
it's a
it.
Good t-shirt, too, by the way.
Yeah, it feels very
he
nice.
He's looking at it.
Yay! Wow!
What does it say?
Even cooler. Another character I do on the show with my face on it. Gary Wood.
Reporting.
Reporting.
And the bottom says?
The bottom what? Says, I got you passes to the White House. Oh, my gosh! I can wear this to the White House, Brad?
No, that's Brad's gift, not
it
mine.
It says, what a scoop. That's a great shirt.
I think, and there's
will
a picture
you wear that?
Of you.
Oh, yeah, I'll wear okay. this.
There's
probably
a picture
right
of you in the middle.
You're on the shirt.
You have yeah. to describe to like the large majority of our crowd that is listening
you
what
guys
it
can
is.
Do it. You guys are good.
Will
at
you
it.
Put it on?
Yeah.
Will
I'll
you go
put it on right now?
Okay. Do
in front of us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Why are you taking your pants off?
Oh, that's what he meant oh, by. That's what she meant by tiny and shiny.
Again, explain shiny. I don't get shiny. Am I a robot penis?
What?
What is that?
I was referring
Ryan.
To maybe like a shaved chest or something. My God.
Ryan. A tiny chest.
Ryan. Line is so far in the rearview mirror. What are you doing?
It is a mustard colored shirt with, what would you say, orange? Is that like
yeah.
orangish,
orange.
Reddish font? It says Gary Wood reporting, and there is a picture of what looks to be Ryan Wiggins in his Colorado Rockies hat holding a microphone.
It's like winter weight it's Ryan like Wiggins.
Paul, it's like yeah. Paul Bunyan Ryan Wiggins. And it says, what a scoop at the bottom. That's a great shirt.
Can you, for a moment, acknowledge the microphone that he's holding to report? I was going to tell AI to
oh,
fix it.
It's an old-fashioned mic.
But it's like just unhooked and unplugged. It's not a microphone that a reporter would ever hold to somebody to. And I was like, should I fix that? Nah.
I like that, you know, when you get a kid a shirt or shoes, you get them a little bit big so they can grow into them.
Yeah.
That's what my face looks like. So I'm a little fat on there, but it's okay. I can grow into that.
Tiny and shiny.
Tiny.
Oh, you
thank
like
you.
It?
Wow. I love it.
Will you wear it?
Yeah.
How many people will see you wearing that Colorado Rockies hat that is all these AI things I do of you? How many people will see you like walking around Ruler Foods buying your chili supplies and be, look at your shirt and then look at you and be like,
I think if I'm not wearing the other hat, people will go, oh, that's not him. But if I wear the Colorado Rockies
hat. Just tell them it's your fatter brother.
It's like Clark Kent.
Ryan Wiggins.
They'll be like, look kind of like him, but it's definitely not Superman.
Well, I hope you like it. Happy birthday.
Thanks. It's cool.
The finale.
It's very cool. Yeah, I appreciate that. These are good gifts. And I love
spent more time on gifts for you this year than I spend on pretty much anybody in my life. I was making that shirt last night, and I'm like, I wish he knew that I was doing this, that I was giving him my actual time rather than just money.
Is Gary Wood wearing a polo?
It's a button-up shirt.
It is?
Yeah, okay. It's got a button on it.
Does that ever happen? Does Gary Wood wear...
Next question. It's a legitimate question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
All right, first question for me, the YouTube live chat poll question. How do you feel about how frequently faith is discussed in the show? Just right, too much, not enough. We've got votes coming in right now on the Annie Fry YouTube poll question, and we will go around real quick here and answer for ourselves. I don't know if I can really answer this question because however much we talk about it is however much I want to talk about it, I would say. Ethan, I'll let you go first. What do you think?
I think it's just right. I think that in today's day and age, I think I'm a big advocate for politics and morality should be connected because so many of the decisions you make is based around your morals, your values, your beliefs. And for people that is connected so strongly with their faith, like that should be a big part of the conversation. It's not like I think you do a really good job of not, you know, for 3 hours a day smudging it in people's faces saying this is what I am, but you're not afraid to comment about it. And I don't think any of us are afraid to comment about it. And in today's day and age with the political climate, I think it's important to be having those conversations.
Brad, what do you think?
Well, I think it's just right. And I think that we talk about it a lot more than people even realize that we talk about it because faith, you said it for yourself. I'll say it for me. Faith informs everything that I do, everything that I am. Faith is first, and it informs everything else. So anytime we talk about a topic, it's informed by that. And so I think that we're hitting it just right because we're talking about it in that essence that this affects our life, and this is why we think about it, and we're coming from this perspective.
Ryan?
There's really no way to answer this other than just right because no matter how much you do or don't talk about Jesus, you could force it, and that would be too much. You could avoid it, and that would be too little. Mm-hmm. But anything we do, we're all very, very just naturally talking, mm-hmm. like almost all the time. So it's always going to be just right because it's if it comes up, we're talking about Jesus. If it doesn't, we're not talking about Jesus. So it's always going to be pretty natural to the conversation.
I feel like there's a part of me that is default answer is not enough. Like, are we ever talking about it? Enough. My bosses might say you're doing a good job, and they have. And I think this is I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about this, but I have very, very, very frequently tried to remind anybody listening to the show that despite anybody who might be associated with this show, the station, or anything like that, I have never a single time in my entire radio career had someone tell me that I can or cannot talk about something. I've never had anybody come to me and say, Annie, you got to tone down the Jesus stuff. I get it. It's who you are. But, you know, just work it in just right. You know, never have I ever had that happen. And we have had discussions with listeners. We've done some research on the show. And there are people who really appreciate that. I've been told that the Christian faith that we talk about here as part of who we are. I'm not here to preach to you. You don't come to this show to get a sermon, that's for sure. But that it is something that most of our listeners do value. And I just want to make sure there are people who will probably try to make you think that some sort of corporate overlord is over here pulling the strings on what we do on the show. We get no help, guidance, restrictions, barriers, or anything from anybody. This show is literally what I put together with Brad and Ethan and Ryan every day. And we're not told knock that off ever. So with that being said, probably the right Jesus answer here is not enough, but I hope it's just right. We want to know what you think. Go vote in the YouTube poll. Next question, Ryan. Don't make it about Christian faith. Let's keep that at bay.
When you were a kid, did you ever think you'd be in radio?
Yeah. My dad was in radio.
My dad wasn't.
I grew up in radio stations. My dad used to work for KZK a long time ago. Which is kind of interesting. Yeah. I've written out the timeline. I've sat down with him and talked to him about who, like what years he was working where just to intercept. Because I came into radio, next year will be my 20th year in radio. I do not feel old enough to have been professionally in radio for 20 years in May. And my first job in radio was as Frank Cusimano's intern at KFNS. So I've been in sports talk radio for 3 years. I've been at 97.1 ever since 2009. I thought radio sounded really cool. I wanted to take it a step further and do television. It didn't really work out for my internship. I ended up in radio, and I just never left. I'm glad I'm here. Did you think you'd be in radio?
No, my dad did not work in radio. My mom did. My mom is actually was at KZK too. It's Julie Tristan. So she kind of, you know, pushed me into the career. But
she always believed in you.
She always believed
in me. She always had faith in you when literally nobody else did.
Yeah, it's funny that I just met her here. You know, once I was already working.
Met your mom here?
Yeah, Julie Tristan is my mom.
She's also 20 years younger than you, which is super weird. Ethan, did you think you'd be in radio?
I began probably in early high school recognizing, yeah, I'm not going to be good enough to be a professional athlete. So,
was there a moment in your life where you realized that you weren't going to be a pro ball player or whatever?
It was probably like late middle school, early high school, where I was like,
was it devastating?
No, it wasn't, because I was like, you know what? I was like, you know what? I can just go into sports broadcasting. I like talk. My reasoning that I would tell people is I like sports and I like talking, and I'm sure I could put something together with those two things.
Brad's long-storied radio career, what about you? Do you think you'd be in radio?
No, it was never on my radar. It wasn't on my radar until I applied for this job.
Which I told you to do.
Yeah. She sent me a DM and said, you should apply for this job. I was like, oh, okay.
Brad was in the YouTube chat of the show, and we needed a producer because Katie Fitzpatrick went on to other things, who I just spoke with this past week. And so I needed to fill the slot. I needed to fill the slot and spot. And so Brad had been in the YouTube chat. I think I made you a moderator, right?
Yeah, I was a moderator in chat.
Got called to the bigs.
What an honor.
My honest
from the lawnmower.
Answer to that question is that I did not. I had no aspirations to be in radio.
I have no aspirations.
I had no aspirations. I had no
where you
goals. I did want to be in TV.
Yeah.
And I wanted to write.
Yeah.
And
you've done that.
And I have done that. I'm looking to still do that. It's just, gosh, it's so hard. And the industry is getting smaller. So it's not even, it's like.
And cheaper.
You have to be in it to even do anything in it. I've been so close to selling TV shows so many times and just never gotten there. But I do enjoy it. And I still write. So I get to do a lot of what I like to do. And as usual, you said not to talk about God. Sorry. God typically puts you where you need to be. And then you realize, oh, this was good. And that's kind of what radio is to me.
Do you think God said, you know what you need, Ryan? Annie.
No. Here we go.
No.
You think no?
I don't know, man.
He said,
be careful here. Do not blaspheme. I've got you right where I want you.
He said, I need.
Don't
said,
put words in God's mouth.
Let's see those writing skills come out here, big fella.
I need you on middays in St. Louis, but there's only one opening. And so he said.
So he put you on the Glover Show.
Oh, man.
He did. Yeah, he said, I'll put you on the Glover Show.
You're like Jonah running from God here.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was supposed to stay on the Glover Show.
And this is Nineveh. I think I don't know if I really win in this scenario. go fix the debaucher of Sandy Fry Show. Stop running from God. All right, VeggieTales humor, people. Brad, next question. It's the first.
So my next question, this is way more simple. What is your favorite pizza topping? So what's your favorite topping on pizza?
Probably, chicken.
Probably more cheese. I really like... I like anchovies more than I care to admit.
You sicko.
It's just like salt.
What standards do you have that it makes you hesitant to admit that?
Well, most people are like, you hold yourself to a very high standard, don't you? And I'm like,
no,
yes.
Nobody.
But.
Literally no one.
I try to joke my way around it, and people are usually like, no, like you are the standard bearer. And I'm like, okay. But I like anchovies, and I like sausage.
Isn't that shirt great on him? It makes everything he says just kind of come out naturally.
It's impossible to take him seriously most of the time. It's even more so.
Can you imagine just in your car, wherever you are, going about your day wearing a shirt that has your own face on it?
I love it.
That's what I'm doing right now.
I thought about it. I was chuckling to myself last night. I almost just made it your face.
The only thing that might be better is if it was just my face looking right back at you or pointing up at my face.
I'll have to show you the prompt I put into AI to make that shirt. But he's supposed to be holding the microphone out to like the viewer of the shirt. And that's what happened.
That's funny.
What was the question? Oh, favorite pizza topping. Ethan?
Chicken. Easily. slather some grilled chicken.
I think more cheese is... But I also think, like, you have to add more cheese to a pizza these days to get cheese on a pizza these days. Fair. Like, all the shrinkflation stuff, the cheese is definitely less on pizzas than it used to be, but we usually just get sausage. That makes my whole family
happy.
It's a
safe option.
Yeah.
Do you guys like bagel bites?
Yeah.
Not as much as I thought I did when I was 12.
Oh, man.
That's a good point.
Bagel bites got me in trouble when I was younger. It was a big part of my growth as a person.
Bagel bites? Wait, what kind of growth?
Your growth...
Physical growth.
That growth. Got it.
All right. We've got more questions coming in on the Annie Fry Show next question segment. So keep it right here. If you've got questions you want to throw our way, go to the Annie Fry YouTube live chat and let us have it. You can also vote in the poll and let us know if you think how you feel about how frequently we talk about our faith. We'll be right back.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Ask us anything right now. It's our next question segment. Next question goes to Ethan. What do you want to know?
Oh, it's my turn. Here we go. If you could live with a fictional character as a roommate, who would you choose?
You have one in mind?
I think that...
Jessica Rabbit.
Oh. Oh, man. Easy.
I was talking about for me. She sounds like she's really nice.
I think that I would probably pick Kramer. I'd probably
no,
pick
you wouldn't.
Kramer.
No, you
be
wouldn't.
So entertaining.
No, you wouldn't. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just for pure entertainment purposes.
A fictional character that you'd want to live with? Is that the question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ryan?
I'd pick a chupacabra. Those things are just crazy, man. They just tear up people's farms and stuff, but they're not real. They're a Spanish myth.
I would live with one of those things.
I don't know. That's a good question, but I just would like to see one, you know?
So and live with it.
Would I live with it? I don't know. We'd have to have some boundaries.
Like what?
Like you can't tear up my farm, but you can go out at night and tear up other Spanish farmers.
Leave my goats alone.
A lot of traveling overnight.
Brad?
I think Tony Stark, because that doesn't mean he moves in with me. It means I move in with him, and he is rich and has all sorts of cool stuff. And
business decision.
Could hang out together. I think he'd be fun.
And he likes cars.
I'm so bad at these things. Any suggestions?
I'm so... Choose Bigfoot.
No.
Newman.
Is there any shows that you grew up watching that you really liked? Any characters that you're a fan of?
Urkel.
There's something that has happened to me in my probably mid to late 30s to 40s where like my brain refuses to entertain these types of questions. And I'm not saying that to be like a fuddy-duddy. I would like to.
She matured.
No, I think I got old. I don't know.
SpongeBob.
I'm trying to think of like my favorite cartoon. I mean, fictional character doesn't mean cartoon. I don't don't know. Okay,
okay, you can think about it. Let's go to the next one because it's very different. What fictional world would you most want to live in? For me, Narnia. Brad?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That's the Star Wars world.
What about like the Willy Wonka world?
You haven't answered the last one yet.
I'll just sit here and be quiet. That's easy for me. Good God. Bad.
Maybe it's Willy Wonka.
No.
You catch up?
What if it's Timothy Chalamet's version?
I have to literally take a minute to think about this. I'm not just trying to think of people I'd want to live with. I'm trying to think of fictional characters that I know.
Yeah. Yeah, she's thinking of TV shows, and she's like, maybe Kevin O'Leary.
Yes.
Mark Cuban.
No.
Who's on Shark Tank?
Oh. Next question. Somebody ask a question. Boss. I'm sorry I'm bad at this part.
Okay, next question. Let's take your parents out of this. Who was your biggest cheerleader when you were growing up?
It was my dad and Julie Tristan.
What a weird sentence.
But now I don't know what to say because you took my parents out of it.
Does she know that you have this bit?
No, and
no,
she
has no idea.
And she doesn't listen to this show.
Yeah,
station,
we know each other just enough to be like, "Hey, what's up, Julie?"
It's a far, far overstep. It can't really be measured.
We're not that good of friends to be doing this on
and
the
Julie
air.
Julie is wonderfully sweet and kind.
That's what, like, I'm banking on.
I know. Biggest cheerleader. Mine would be my. If I were going to narrow it down to one, you said no parents. Probably my grandma, my paternal grandma who lived next door. I was very close to her. She was the first grandparent that I lost, and I was 18 when I lost her. It was really sad. She's the one was from Australia. She just had a really different perspective on life because she didn't grow up here. She grew up in Australia. My understanding is that she grew up in like abject poverty that I don't even think I could imagine. My grandpa in World War II in Australia, when my grandpa was serving as an army captain there, came here and just like grew up in poverty, married an American, came to the middle of the United States of America as a newlywed, waited for him to come home from the war, and then established a new life here. And she just, my dad's an only child, so we were her only grandchildren. So it's just really close to her. And she was supportive, but also my passion or obsession with good grammar comes from my good grandma. So, grandma.
Biggest cheerleader. I'd say Rachel Lee Cook from She's All That.
Shut up. She's not, there's not a cheerleader in there.
I thought she's that was a cheerleader
no,
movie.
No, let's bring it on.
Oh, Freddie Prinze.
Okay. I can't entertain this conversation. Ethan, what about you? Obviously, your lovely mother who has given you life is off the table.
Yeah, I was going to say you excluded parents,
I can we trade parents? Can I say Ethan's parents for mine?
According
can I say
to your Julie rules, Tristan? It seems like we can.
I'd take Julie. I would probably pick my grandmother as well. She was a huge college football fan. They grew up right outside of South Bend, Indiana, so they were big Notre Dame fans. And she would, there was a time period where she lived with us, and she would, on Saturday nights, Sunday nights, hey, Ethan, give me the college football update. How did Notre Dame do? This is like a sweet, like frail 85-year-old woman. Even in her final years in the last couple of years, always checking, asking how my career was going.
Yeah.
So I'd probably say my late grandmother, Marianne.
Brad?
This is my grandpa. He used to take us like to the races and all that other stuff, but he would always come to a baseball game. If he could make it to a baseball game, he was a farmer, so it was hard for him to get away, but if he could make it to a baseball game, he would come to one of my baseball games and cheer us on from there. He wasn't very loud. He was kind of, you know, he was grandpa-y, so he wasn't like super emotional or anything like that, but having him there. And then like my best memory is getting to play catch with him. His body was failing him and all that other stuff, and he just kind of stood himself up from a picnic table. He says, I wonder if I could throw a ball still. And we got to play catch for about 2-3 minutes, and I will cherish that moment for the rest of my life.
I got to give a shout out to my Grandma Wiggins for sure, instead of just joking. Hi, Grandma.
Yeah, because she's probably listening right now when you're talking about Julie Tristan.
Sorry. Grandma, if you had ever been a host on KEZK, you would have been first billed. But instead, it was
your grandma is awesome.
I know.
She's a rock star.
Absolutely. That's what I'm trying to say.
Is your grandma proud of you?
Yes,
right now?
She loves me. I think she's a little ashamed that I didn't bring her up until now.
Yeah, but you did.
But I did.
You do get credit for that.
That's my point.
Tell us what is so special about your lovely grandma.
She is fantastic. Every memory I ever have of her up until the present moment is just of her being happy. Like she sang, like my birthday was this week, Tuesday night, I went to see her, and she is having trouble, you know, she's losing her breath as she's getting older, but she sang happy birthday to me still.
Aww. Like, how old is she?
93. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And here's the thing, it's always been good too. Like we just always have had a good relationship. So thank you.
Recovered.
And now I'm a winner.
Next question. What is your go-to insult word if you're going to say something about another driver while you're on the road?
Oh, boy.
Mine is jack wagon. Because it used to not be jack wagon. Now I have kids in the car. So we say jack wagon. What's it start with?
Well, there's multiple.
Your go-to, the first one that comes out.
Starts with an A. Probably.
Two syllables?
Yeah. That or idiot. Those
idiot's
would be the two.
Idiot's a go-to.
Yeah.
Probably rascal. Doggone you.
Do you say shucks?
No. But I have trained myself to not use a whole lot of cuss words.
Okay, this is specifically for you, Ryan, as the fellow parent in the room. For me, driving has been the most difficult place to turn off who I
Sailor
used to be.
Annie.
I would never. Yes. Mm-hmm. When the kids are in the car, it's like...
You just forget you ever had scurvy.
What?
Sailor.
She looks at people and she goes, "Sailor boy."
Yeah, that's what I do. That's how I got Jared.
In the midst of road rage.
That has been one of the hardest transitions to be like a sinful human adult being, and then the kids are just there while people are still being absolute morons on the road around you. It's like you just go out and people are driving like crazy. And that's the hardest transition for me. Do you have to change the way you, A, drive, but B, react to other drivers because your kids are in the car, or are you just good all the time?
I've adjusted a bit. And now it's things like, yeah, that turkey. Oh, look at that guy. And then you somewhat come up with some sort of explanation like, I bet he's just having a bad day, huh, kids?
Who's worse, you or your wife?
With words?
In front of the kids.
We've kind of have a pact where we don't do it.
Yeah?
You're
good with that.
I would say if ever, I would say like less than 2-3 times that I've ever said
anything. Like if you said something, your kids would like, everything would stop.
No,
and
what's crazy is up until just recently, they had never even heard those words. So if I said anything...
Oh, I thought you were going to say they say the words in the car.
No, if they had heard us
get
say...
Get out of the way, butthole!
Now, they'd know what butthole was, but the other words that you can't say on the air, they had literally never heard the words. So if I had said them, which was very, very few times, they would go right by. They wouldn't even know, which was great. It's like,
Brad, what's your go-to word?
It's usually two words. It's inconsiderate goob.
That does sound like you.
Like, goob. What are you doing? Pay attention. Look at your mirror.
That's 5 syllables in one word. You have time for 5 syllables in inconsiderate?
Yes.
Are you ever inconsiderate when you drive?
I do my best not to be, but yeah, I'm inconsiderate. I'm not perfect, but I really try not to be.
When you have a kid start driving on the road at 15 or whatever it is, and you start seeing how everybody is driving around your child... And then you realize that you yourself do not drive privately the way you would want people to drive around your kid. It's breathtaking.
Oh, I'm sure. You're like, I'm looking at the man in the rearview mirror.
Think something was just
now we're gonna get a copyright. Thanks
studio.
A lot.
It did sound exactly like MJ.
Can you do a
it was very tiny and shiny sounding.
When Molly was 2 years old, she knew Michael Jackson. If you said Michael Jackson around her, she wouldn't even stop what she was doing. She wouldn't even lift her head up. You go, Michael Jackson. She'd go, hee hee. So cute. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up the show here when we come back. The YouTube live chat poll. How do you feel about how frequently we discuss faith on this show? Just right, too much or not enough? Get your last words in here. We're going to wrap up in just a minute and hand it to the Mark Aaron Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. You know, one thing we haven't talked about at all, and I hesitate to even bring it up right now, is Kamala Harris's book. There's a lot of talk about that right now.
What do you want to know about it?
Did you read it?
Yeah.
It's weird. Is it out?
Don't know, but I got an advanced press copy, and man, it's a page turner.
Do you have interest in the developments, the insights that she has to provide in this book?
No.
Brad,
no.
Do you?
I like to know the names, the who, with the theories that I already had that it's like, oh, yeah. So, like, who was her original VP pick? Because it certainly wasn't Tim Walz. And apparently she said it was Pete Buttigieg.
She said, Kamala Harris said that she couldn't pick Pete Buttigieg for her vice president because they were already asking America to vote for a woman of color. They couldn't also ask them to vote for a gay man. And I keep thinking to myself, you are asking the Democrats in this country. Mm-hmm.
To turn out.
To vote for that.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get the Democrats to vote for that?
Because it was a turnout. So many elections now are turnout elections. So all you're saying is I couldn't get my side to turn out.
Yeah. I mean, I will reiterate, and I don't, the identity politics, if it was in question whether or not identity politics is a winning plan, a winning thought process for our country in politics, I think that Kamala Harris has to have completely put that to bed at this point. Because everything that Kamala Harris we were told that she brought to the table, it was all preceded by the understanding that Joe Biden would pick a woman of color. She can't pick another box-checking candidate to run on the ticket with her when it was her choice. So if they didn't pick Buttigieg, ultimately she, at the top of the ticket, you'd think that she, if she didn't have that kind of control of who ran with her, then how would she have controlled her presidency? Probably a lot like Biden, as in not. But the amount of people who are serving in the Donald Trump administration that are in some way, shape, or form part of the LGBT movement, community, I don't even know if it's a movement, it's just a community of people, including Scott Bessent. And I've never, ever heard once the Trump administration be like, Scott Bessent is a gay man, because it doesn't matter. He's in the eyes of the Trump administration and a lot of people who are commenting on the efficacy of the economic plan of the Trump administration. Scott Bessent's really good at being the Treasury Secretary. And that's what's important about Scott Bessent. It's a detail about his life that he's married to a man and they have kids, but it's not the reason he's there. That's how you put somebody on the ticket. Did you want Buttigieg on the ticket because you thought he added the most value to represent the American people? Yes or no? And, you know, the jokes write themselves that they didn't want to put a gay man on the ticket as a vice president. And then they put the guy who they tried to sell to us as masculine in Tim Walz. And boy, was he not masculine. He couldn't. The more masculine he tried to be, the less masculine he looked. He didn't have to do anything. And you don't have to tell us that he's like the man, you know? That was what they were trying to sell us over and over and over again. And it never, ever, ever hit. It just seems like this book is a mess. And I don't really feel like reveling in it. I don't know. I'm pretty disinterested on the whole. But it keeps making headlines. I guess that's what
she needs
wants.
It to do well if she's going to stay relevant.
Well, people say this is the only way she's going to make money because she's done in politics.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Ethan, you want to hit us with the results of today's YouTube Live Chat poll?
Back-to-back days, 300 votes plus. 300 on the dot today for today's YouTube Live Chat poll. How do you feel about how frequently faith is discussed on this show? 10% say too much. 13% say not enough. 76% say just right.
Thanks, guys. All right, I guess we'll keep doing it. Everybody happy with that? Do we all agree?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, keep it right here. Mark Rudin Show next on 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis Conservative, you're in the right place.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.